Lake Chad is a good example of the linkage between forest and water. If we do not protect our water and watershed, it will be very difficult to protect forest. And in the Congo Basin, we have common vision in the Congo Basin in order to have the harmonization of policy between the countries which have many forests and the dry land, because the effect of climate change from Chad could be extended to Congo Basin forest countries. So it's very important to include Chad in this approach, regional approach in the Congo Basin, and try to do the linkage between the protection of water and the management of watershed and the involvement of local community to protect Lake Chad through concrete activities of plantation, alternative activities, but also political issue involving all the countries of the Lake Chad watershed. The problem of local people situation is very, very crucial, because people are poor because the lake has many problems now. And I think the decreasing of the area of the Lake Chad has many consequences on the livelihood and local community. And the best way is to restore the livelihood situation of local communities, but also to work out of Lake Chad, because the consequences are coming not only in Chad, but in all Congo Basin forest countries. It's very important to have a holistic vision, not only acted on Chad, but also by involving all countries, qualified countries within the basin. Of course, DRC, Gabon, and Cameroon, they have a lot of forest, but we have to insist on the regional vision in order to take into account forest and water in this situation.